America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please remain standing.
I'd like to open us with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask for your blessing upon our town, upon the meeting, Lord, and we pray for unity here. And we ask for your blessing, and may we have a moment of silence, Lord, for Councilman Reed's loss of his wife. We ask this all in the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to start with, we're going to ask everybody at the end of this meeting, after we close, we're going to invite everybody to stay if they have any questions about the reassessment. We have a PowerPoint presentation, and we can answer any questions afterwards if you'd like to. We can get into it at depth. Okay, we'll start by accepting the minutes from the February 8th board meeting. And excuse my voice.
Motion to accept the meeting of February 8th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're going to have the approval of the bills. The motion to approve the bills.
I move that we pay the bills. I believe they've all been inspected by everyone. They're in perfect order, as always.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes? Carried. Okay, we have the reports from the assessor, and do we have one from the assessor?
No.
Nothing from the assessor?
Training.
Is it training? But we do have the highway department. Is there anything that anybody would like to discuss?
Right, it over, and it's been pretty busy, as usual.
We don't have to approve those or anything. Okay, we're going to open up the floor to anybody who has any comments. Bob?
Bob Spencer, 8496 Seaman Road, Gasport, New York. I'm just going to be talking about an upcoming rifle law that's going to be coming our way. In January meeting, the 90 county legislator approved it unanimously. It goes back to Albany, and if it comes back by June from Albany, the Niagara County will have the option of opting in or opting out, and they've already indicated they're going to be opting in. What this law will do is allow the hunting of this upcoming deer season with high-powered rifles in Niagara County. My only concern was you have the irresponsible hunters out there that I call spray and pray with these semi-automatics. And they said, well, that wasn't a concern because it didn't seem like a concern in other counties. And I said, well, maybe they should use what they call a straight neck cartridge, which is a high-powered cartridge, but it's a lot bulkier and doesn't travel as far. That again wasn't an issue for anybody. But what I did learn, because I'm also on the Niagara County Arms Association rights panel, if this law gets approved, each individual municipality can adjust that law as they see fit. And one of the examples they give is over in Wakefield, you're not allowed to hunt with a rifle. But the speaker was talking faster than I could keep notes, but he said there was another municipality that said, well, this area you can hunt with archery only because of the population. Another one you can hunt with rifle, and another one strictly shotgun. But that just gives you an example. If this comes our way by June, then the county will approve it, and then you should be able to hunt with high-powered rifles coming deer season. If it doesn't, then it'll go through the process, and then you'll be using it in the deer season the following year. So I just wanted to point that out to everybody so you're familiar with it, and then each municipality can adjust it as they see fit, because each one's in a different location, population-wise, or whatever. I know last year, wasn't that far from the state trooper's barracks. A guy with a muzzleloader with a scope on his gun he was shooting at a deer that was running, and he missed the deer and shot a house. And it was almost neighbor to the state trooper there, so. But that doesn't seem to bother anybody. So for whatever it's worth, there it is, and.
I'd like to encourage anybody, you know, everybody to think about that, and if you have any comments on it, if there's any hunters that have thoughts one way or another, or, you know, ideas how, because we will have to be doing that and deciding on how we're gonna handle that.
So what you're saying is, if it comes back by June, it could happen this year.
Yes, sir.
If it doesn't.
Then it'll be next year.
So inevitably, it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I just.
Well, we can't wait, we have to wait until it happens before we make decisions on it?
No, that's why I'm bringing it up now, because I would say.
Do you know anything about this?
I don't know anything about it, but.
Our lawyer's here.
The thing they mentioned that interesting was that the towns can perhaps adopt their own regulations, because certainly the town of Lewiston.
That's what I'm saying.
More densely populated town than sort of state parkland, so maybe that's something I can explore, is what options municipality has the county to either participate or not participate, or have their own regulations.
I think it's a good place to start, yeah.
Just at least to know about it before it happens.
Yes.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yep.
Before warrant is for our.
Appreciate it.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
So.
Hold on, so pertaining to this issue.
Is this already legal in Orleans County?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, 2 years.
And, yes, you have a question, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, it's already legal in Orleans County, and you mentioned an isolated incident, okay?
Right.
With a muzzleloader, which is pretty potent. But it may help cut down on the deer population, we all know that there's a lot of deer.
Oh, definitely.
And if the neighboring county, great, the town of Heartland, we don't have that population like they would in Lewiston.
Right.
Or where you mentioned up in Wheatfield and so forth, so it might be a good thing, and yes, you're gonna have that isolated incident here and there, but it's the same with a shotgun.
I agree.
Every year, somebody's gonna, it's not the gun.
No, it's the guy behind the gun.
The guy behind the gun.
Absolutely, I agree with you completely, but I figure it's my responsibility as a member of the town and on different boards to deal with this stuff, is to bring it out, educate people, and then whatever happens.
Not a question, I don't know, just a thought, like bouncing around in my own head, I have children that hunt, they use bow, muzzleloader, shotgun, all the things, I don't feel comfortable with it in Niagara County. My kids are amazing, but I hunt with rifle, but in a different area with lots of hills. We live in the flattest town, right. County of New York State. That makes me nervous.
Well, I believe
but
that.
April, excuse me. A muzzleloader is a rifle.
I
they
I know.
Can shoot 150, 200 yards just as well as any straight cartridge rifle can shoot.
That's right.
Most shotguns are rifled now too. People
pardon
hunt deer.
Okay.
Most shotguns that they use to hunt deer are rifled too.
Well, technically yes, but
that's still
it's a rifle.
They don't
barrel,
have the
not a rifle.
A muzzleloader is completely different.
I feel like a muzzleloader is a whole other level of gun owner that's more aware of things, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. Well, so we're going to bounce around. Definitely.
Yeah, we will definitely call in people.
I have a comment. What if it goes into effect for a year or two? And if we're all see bad effects, then we can do something? We're not
that's
limited, correct?
We don't know that. Sometimes when you adopt, you're stuck forever. We don't, that's
oh.
A question we don't know.
So I'm just saying.
Right, but it's a question we're gonna have to find out.
Right.
Yeah.
We sure. Hunt in an area that, not Yates County, and rifle went in for a few years, and the landowner we hunt on said no rifles. And we respected that. We didn't use rifles until he finally said, you can use
yeah.
A rifle.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, so as a
well,
landowner, you have the right.
I guess it does go down to the landowner.
Yeah,
yeah,
they have phobia
for
about
sure.
It.
Well, what if it's a name?
Well, I'm just saying I figure it might be different.
We appreciate the heads up, though.
Point it out and do what you need to do. You have time to work on it. But it will be coming back between, they said it could be next week, it could be next June. They don't know, but your lawyer can research it.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Did you hear that? He says he's gonna look into it. Okay, and get back to us.
Okay.
All right, Bob, you had two more issues to bring up?
Well, one of them that came out of a meeting at the Hartland Conservation Club is that they want to know why the town of Hartland never had a townwide yard sale like the other towns. So I just bringing it up as something to talk about or think about. But they, there was some people over there who would like to see it. Like I said, it came out of a townwide.
No, 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 but is that driven through here or just a community, a kind of community?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm bringing it up. I don't know what's.
Yeah, I don't think that's us, yeah.
Some towns have to have a permit.
Yeah, they say it's done by residential groups. I don't think we have any problem with it. Not us, but it's not up to us to make that kind of decision.
I thought as a courtesy, I could put together a map with addresses if anyone was interested in being on it.
So who would have the cognizance of that?
You just have to get a couple people in the community that want to start it and just have them advertise it.
Place to do it, let them go.
Not a big deal.
That's what I said, I don't know.
What about doing it even as a flea market over in the town park?
I was just thinking the same thing.
You know, like a once-a-year event where you can see everybody kind of at once?
Well, actually, I was talking to the Historical Society and July 27th, we're going to try to put together a community day with some local vendors and then the Historical Society will sell food. So we've only talked about it once, but it's something we're going to try to put together. I'm also putting together a Heartland Hop, any businesses on June 1st. I'm going to make a map and a little pamphlet about different businesses that you can stop by that day. I've already talked to four so far that will be open from noon to 3 so that, you know, people can just see what else is available in the town. So they're all good ideas.
The only other one, I just learned that we're not going to do a 4th of July this year because the funds aren't there. But there was some of us veterans got together, and I felt like this for the last couple of years, which is why I've never gone over there. But we strongly feel it should be on the 4th of July whenever you do it, not some other day. You know, it's something that I've talked to several of them even today, and they agree with that. But I just learned today they're not going to do it this year, which is another story, but.
I hadn't heard that.
We didn't hear that yet, so we're going to look at that.
My husband just got a car inspected for our daughter, and he asked Matt Snell, who's on that board, and he said there's limited funds this year, so they weren't going to do it this year. And that was just recently in the last day or so.
But the point is that we're probably a minority because there's not that many of us that I've spoken to, but we feel that when you do it, it should be on the actual 4th. That's all I've got.
Can I just add to that because I sit on that committee?
Uh-huh.
First of all, putting it together, we have always tried to put it together on the 4th. The first thing is Lindenville is on the 4th. Lindenville has a spectacular show that has been running for decades. Mm-hmm. To compete with their show on the 4th just doesn't make any sense. And the first thing we would do is find out what are the other municipalities doing and what days they're doing it on. Because if you want to clear enough funds to pay for the cost of it, which is very, very costly, you can't be competing with other municipalities or you're going to lose money. The second thing is the decision for this year did not come easy. But we've heard nothing, and I don't mean this rudely, but we've heard nothing from the town about any donations towards that project for this year, which in past years, and again, I don't mean anything negative, but in past years, we've already had that donation secured by now.
Well, because, you know, I'm not aware, I've never been involved, and so nobody approached
We don't typically approach. The town has always just notified us and said, we would like to donate this much this year.
We're sorry that didn't happen. And so I don't know when was the decision made, 2 days ago or?
We've been kicking this around because we haven't.
Because I heard last year it was I happened to stop by the Snells and that Matt was very overwhelmed by lack of support. Yeah.
It's two of us that put this entire show on. Well, it used to be three of us. But it's two of us that put the fundraisers together, work to do it. We can't get any volunteers for the day of. We can't get any volunteers to sit on the committee. And the annual fireworks display costs well over $20,000 every year. We cannot raise that type, we haven't been able to raise that kind of money in the past 2 years.
So the committee is just you and Maxell?
That's it. Well, and even that is questionable.
And what's the committee's name? I had no idea.
It's the Heartland Independence Day Committee. It's been that for almost 5 or 6 years now. We have a website, we have a Facebook page, it's...
And it's got two people on it.
Well, it's two currently, but in the past year.
Okay, well, maybe we can help in that area. I was not aware of it, so I, you know...
At this point in time, we can't secure what we need to secure. It's too late for this year. We haven't been able to, we couldn't make promises to vendors or anything like that, and now we're in May or March.
Okay.
And we're looking at April, May, 2, 3 months from now, 3.5 months. It's just, you cannot pull it together that quick. We are looking at other avenues in which we can do things, but to have it on the 4th of July this year in the Heartland Town Park just isn't feasible.
Okay, thank you very much. Anybody else?
Maybe we could still do fireworks for the community day you're planning. To keep it like in the area, keep, you know?
Not if it's $20,000.
No, not the big one, no. And not only that, this year Lindenville, I think, is having an anniversary. They're having something extra going on this year too, so. See, yeah, something like that.
Can I just add to that?
Yeah.
I would just caution you as to utilizing July 27th because that's Barker's Corn Fest Day. And they've already booked vendors and all kinds of things happening on that Saturday, on that whole weekend. So I don't know if I would try and compete with that. Yeah, I don't know if I'd try and compete with that.
Now I wonder if...
The Corn Fest, is that the one that's...
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Is that the one at the schoolhouse?
No, it's right in Barker.
Okay, it's right in Barker. Okay. Anybody else have anything that they want to ask, comment on? No? Okay, then we'll need a motion to close the meeting?
Motion.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. And so is anybody interested in hearing the presentation?
Yeah, that's what she wants.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to ask after we've closed, but why aren't we discussing the reassessment during the meeting?
I just thought that there was people... I just thought there was people that weren't interested and they could leave and then we could have a more intimate and we can, you know...
Will it be recorded or will it be...
Is it being recorded?
Yeah.
And there'll be minutes according to the reassessment?
As long as it's recorded, we got the minutes.
Yeah, so we just thought if some people wanted to leave. That some people don't want to, you know, if we did during the meeting. Like Tim wants to leave. Goodbye, Tim.
No.
All right. We had committed to have a reassessment for our town this year. I was not aware, you know, wasn't up to speed on what that meant and how it worked. And so we kind of held it off just to talk about it. I had some people come in, I had the state come in, I had an expert on assessments come in. I talked to different towns as to the pros and cons. And came to the conclusion from everyone that it was a good idea that we'd be reassessed. Now, most people are afraid when you talk about reassessment is their taxes are going to go up. And I wanted to explain it to the people as I understand it, that reassessment does not mean that necessarily your taxes go up. What it means is that, for instance, if we have to collect $2 million and we have to have all the houses, some people are paying more than they should, some people are paying the same as they should, and some people are paying less than they should. Luckily, 10 years ago, everybody's house, and it's per thousand. So we're still collecting the $2 million, but what we're going to do is look at each and every property and make sure what category they fall in by having a in-detailed assessment of each house based on property values and houses that have sold, so it becomes up to 100% of what your house is worth. Now, right now, we are at 62%. Everybody knows that, you know, it's not 100% assessed. So, but it's not, it's just by going on formulas that say, oh, we'll just increase this by 5% and take this 10%. And it's not an actual value. So they take the property values. Let's just say you have a 3-bedroom ranch on 1 acre. They find all the houses that have sold in a specific area, 3-bedroom ranches, and they have a time frame over the last year or year and a month or some, and they say all of them went for, let's just say, $130,000, or and they average it out. But they might say, well, this one has a pool, and this one has a deck, and this one has an outbuilding. So they adjust so that as close as the market will tell them by past sales what that house is worth. And then they come up with a value. Now, that value, if you say, that's ridiculous, it's not worth that much, you have the right to go before you go to Mike and you say, Mike, I was their assessor, and you say, this is ridiculous, my house is not worth that much. And you tell him why. And then we, if that doesn't revolve, we have a Board of Assessment review. And they will go through the whole process of how we got to it. And you have a right to stand up and say whether it's good or bad or why you think you're a certain way. And we are not here to argue with you over that if you're making sense. Because we could have made a mistake. Or maybe we used a house that was too big, or we didn't consider the fact that you live next to a garbage dump, and you're never going to get that for your property because of the location, because location is everything. So now when you have those new prices that are going to be higher than what they're assessed at now, because right now they're only assessed at 62%, the rate per thousand will go down. We will, now we're paying $19 a thousand, I'm just pulling these numbers up, to get that $2 million, if your rate of your house value goes up, we will lower the rate per thousand so we still get the $2 million. So we will still make the $2 million. We're still getting the same amount of taxes, but what we're doing is we're adjusting everybody's property value so that it's fair. Now, the people who are going to be paying more are immediately going to say that's not fair. And the people who are paying more now and are going to get less, they're going to say it's super fair. And the way you have to think about it, the people who are paying more than their fair share now, we're not going to give them a refund for the last 10 years of all the money that they paid that was for that other family that was not paying their fair share. And we're not going to charge those people that were paying less than they should. We're not going to go back 10 years and say, you should have been paying this much more each year. It's going to be a new starting point. And we'll go forward from there. Now, what we will do as the board is we will work to keep the taxes down because as best we can. Now, we know that there's inflation and we know that taxes go up, but we will do everything in our power to keep it low because that, you know, if we don't have to increase the amount of money we raise, we can stabilize our taxes as much as we can. So is there any questions, April?
Is it, there's a lot of vacant land that vacant land has been skyrocketing. I mean, everything's been skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. So how does that work? It's just assessed values of how are they doing the land versus is it all in one pool and it's per thousand overall?
Well, that's what Mike's going to have to do. It's basically he'll have a rate per thousand, and it's whether or not it's zoned agricultural or whatever. We don't have industrial per se or anything. So there's certain, I think, benefits, you know, or Ross, you would probably know. For the ag land, did they get benefits or they get decreased rates?
So if you have an agricultural land, it doesn't matter what the cost, the value of the land, whether it's 2,000 or 4,000, there's a limit as to what they can pay on an assessment. It's around $800. So it doesn't matter if it's $10,000 an acre or $3,000 an acre, the maximum they can be taxed at on actual farmland is that state's limit of about $800, up to $800.
Yeah, and there's special programs for the
you know, elderly and veterans, and there's certain programs that the state has that helps with these exits. You were gonna say something, Mike?
Well, I was gonna comment, because I know we told you a lot, veterans tend to benefit from reassessment, because their exemption is based on a percentage, so the value of the house goes up, so too goes the value of their exemption.
So some people, yeah.
People are afraid of that phrase reassessment, but it is true, people build newer homes, invest in the community, they're almost carrying some people who haven't done anything for years and years, and because that equalization rate gets spread across whatever your house was valued at 10 or 15 years ago, whatever the last did it, so it's an important process, and it really just levels the playing field for everybody.
Yeah, and people are, I went to talk to some supervisors, and some supervisors had decided not to, and they said, we said, why? And they go, because I'll never be elected again. So, because people are so afraid. But after learning about it, it's just one of those things, a fact of life, that we should do, and if we did it more frequently instead of less, it wouldn't be as painful, and it would be more fair for everybody in the community. And so that's why we're doing it. And so I have a PowerPoint presentation that Mike had given me. It probably says the same thing, but maybe as we read it through, there'd be some more questions that would come out. Unless anybody has a question right now.
How long do you anticipate this taking from start to end?
2 years. 2 years.
And will it be done jointly with shared services between Royalton and Heartland?
Yes.
So we gather those cost economies then, the scale of...
We'll
benefit from a cost efficiency perspective.
Yes.
I think didn't the town board get an estimate for, it was $80,000, and so Mike's doing it for...
$25,000.
I mean, Lockport did it for $400,000 last year.
No.
No, we're paying $25,000.
I see.
$12,500 per year, if you want to get it that way.
I see, okay.
Okay, so, Minister, all revenues go to support, so town, city, okay, none go to state or federal governments based on the value. I don't know why they put that other thing in there, and the only other taxation that provides a tax dispute. Okay, so you're able to dispute it. All the taxes, you're not actually able to dispute it, but you have that right to go do that. Okay, it tells you about how many towns. We don't have the state, I do believe, wants you to reassess every 10 years. Is that right, Ross? Or do you, and so we're at 9 years right now, so we're right on. So, and all I can say is thank goodness we did do it 10 years ago. I'd hate to be one of these communities who haven't reassessed in 25 years or 30 years, because then it would really be a shock to some people.
Oh, we really have some.
Yeah.
50 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and a uniform percentage. And see, that's where I said about right now with the 65%, you know, that's all been on, you know, trying to assess here and there and around, and it's, so it's not very fair or equal. Okay, so it's market value, so it has to do with the sale prices. Normal negotiations, not ones that, or you sold it to your daughter, they tried to take the houses that, I think it's long arm or short arm, you know, that the long arm sales where it's not close to somebody where you think that they got a deal on it. Equity is the most important, that everybody pay their fair share. And this was just how it is now. Like your assessed value, your market value, right now we might have property A and B that their market value is 100, but their assessed value is 62. And then we just, the price per thousand is higher, but if we change that, it will, the assessed value will go down, which I think is in another slide. Mm-hmm. Does not set the market, the assessor, he does not set the market value. It's by analyzing a lot of data, that's why you are more than welcome to come in and see exactly what your house was compared to and how it works, and if you have any complaints about that. Okay, so what drives that? Location, location, location. As I said, the guy who lives next to the dump, he might have the same kind of house, but he's not gonna get the same kind of money that somebody whose house is on a creek or a lake or something like that, so. And if that's your case and you say, I want my assessment lowered, you probably have a good point there. Style, age, condition of home. And it's not necessarily one gentleman the other day said, well, I keep my property up really nice and the one next to me is a dump. I said, he goes, why should mine be assessed higher? But I don't think they take that into consideration. It's more the condition of the house, isn't it? So I said, you're still safe. But as I said, we know, what my main concern was, we know that everything's been going up and up and up so high, it's almost crazy that houses are going for more than asking price by quite a lot. But if we adjust the rate to just get the levy, which is the amount of taxes that we need as a town, that what no matter what it is, it should be okay. And we'll just keep an eye on it. And we did do it in 2014, so we're coming right up to the 10-year mark.
You already explained that.
Okay. Equity, transparency, okay. Absent other budget increases, the total tax raise is unchanged. Mm-hmm. And so they said they can reduce litigation. I don't know how much litigation we had over people fighting for their assessments, but in certain towns, if it's not done correctly, you got a lot of very upset people going and bringing it to court, and that has cases. I don't know if that's going to be happening around here too much. Yeah. And we get state aid for everyone that we do up to $5 a parcel, which Mike said last time he got on $1.62 a parcel. So, you know, we're not counting that on that. So what it does not do is it does not generate additional revenue. If we did not adjust the rate per thousand, and I think that's what most people assume, and that's why they get so upset, is they completely assume that we're not going to change the rate. We will change the rate because we're just trying to get the same amount of money. Obviously tax for fire inequities, and so we're making it right for everybody. And that was just an example of it. So you see how if they're raising the $1 million here, or no, whatever that is, a trillion, what is that?
That's a lot
of money there. If it's $20 per 1,000 and then it goes up higher and it's 16 per 1,000. Mm-hmm. So here's the steps. Okay, so we assess how it is. We know what that is. We make the decision that we're going to reassess. Mike goes around and does the analysis of the sales. He gets the data together. He comes up with the values. We notify of the preliminary assessed values. We have informal meetings, file tentative assessment roll, and then you have your chance to come in and grieve if you feel that it's wrong. Okay, they said that again. That's the end.
Question.
Yes.
How many sales do they have a year in Hartman?
Mike says it all the time, but I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure how many sales we have.
10 or 1,000 or it's not 1,000.
Can't be 1,000.
Well, our real estate agent is not here, and neither is Mike, but I can't tell you.
I would
say it's a reasonable 20 or under.
20 or under? It would seem to me it'd be difficult to get a fair market value out of 20 houses, you know, for the rest of the houses in the area. I mean,
yeah.
your comparables can't be that great. You know, you got.
Well, I think they move out a little bit. They try to find comparables. You know what? That's a good question. I sold real estate too, and sometimes when you're dealing with certain properties, it's hard to find comps. But real estate agents do it all the time.
Especially if you're only having in the area of 20 houses that are selling a year. It's going to be pretty hard. Now, I know you have new bills, and obviously there's some assessment is going to be at market value, but whatever cost to build a house, there should be.
That's true. I would think it's true, but I guess that's a question.
question that I had the experts in, and they said that they would just, you know, that they have ways of doing it and where they look, or I don't know if they go make the area bigger.
Well, they pulled up an example paper that they gave us, and there was about 20 houses that were sold in the last, I think it was 12, 14 months, and they did have a comparison of different styles of houses in this town.
But they're not going out of the town of Heartland to do that.
I don't believe that.
22 properties sold in the last year in the town of Heartland.
That's what it was, terrible in the town.
22. I'm almost right.
It was like Price is Right, though, Dave, you did good, you're just under.
That's why, but you know what, with the transparency and thing that we have, if anybody has any questions about that, or exactly how hard, it's a legitimate question, and I'm sure that people will be asking it.
It'd be nice to have had Mike here today, that would have been.
Yeah, he's doing some training, and you know, we have a couple people that we've talked to that I actually had someone come in whose, their job is to fight for people who have been improperly reassessed.
Could I make a suggestion that you have a meeting with Mike here, so then you could do this and you'd have probably more people?
Well, right, this won't be the first meeting.
Well, it would be good to have a meeting with Mike so he can explain it, and questions like what I ask, he can explain it, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah, well, we could probably have a meeting, or you could just stop by and make an appointment to see him too.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
If he's ever approachable.
April?
On that last slide, you had different steps. How are people going to be, it said being notified of the new assessment, how is that? Is it by mail, postcards, how is that?
Yeah, I know that he's got postcards that before he even starts, he's gonna send out.
Oh yes, that's a good question, when is this going to start?
I think he'll be, he'll be starting it anytime now.
Oh, the reassessment?
He's going to send out postcards, I know he told me that, he just wasn't to that point.
And do they come to, does he come to each property?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They don't come in your house.
So start leaving trash everywhere now.
Well, I don't know if trash, you know, I don't know if trash is it, I think it's if you wanna rip off your porch or fill in your pool or things like that, you could do those things.
I'm the parks to a gym here.
What he has is he has a picture already of your house. So you're not gonna do, tear half the house down and say.
Yeah, it's not a walkthrough.
Because he's already got a picture of it, so.
It's mostly comparisons, taking the time to compare every single property.
What you'll find is that even Mike is here with hands-on, and my previous experience with this, you're very fortunate to have Mike. Because when this gentleman behind me, his father was here, it was a disaster. Because you did not have a competent person, it used to be a 3 or 5-member group of, excuse expression, farmers, a lot of them were, and they would go out and do reappraisal. And consequently, Mike is very well-tuned, and I have to say I had a little bit to do to hire him to this job. Now.
We're happy, you know, with the way that it was turned out, and as you said, I had this other expert in, and he said, I can't believe that the town invited me in, he says, I'm usually fighting with the towns on reassessment issues, and to hear him and talk with Mike as to what both sides are saying, what the people say as far as what they want and what's fair, and Mike agreeing and saying that's exactly what we do, it gave confidence to everybody, you know, at that meeting that we're all on the same page.
I'll leave you all with one question. If you were to go home and say to your wife, we're moving to Tennessee, what are you willing to sell your property for? And he comes up and gives you a price down the road. If it's much higher than what you would sell it for, you have got a good grievance. And I'll use my own house. Mike already told me what he's gonna assess my property because he was there because I put a 2-car garage on it. And he asked me a question. Does this number, and I said, Mike, I won't sell it for that. So he is a very fair gentleman. If you can point out, and then, I mean, I've seen grievance days where people said they wouldn't let them in the house, and finally they said, well, if you show us something inside the house that's no drywall and it's, you know, it's a dump, then we can make another decision. But that's up to you as a homeowner or a person in business to do that.
Well, we just wanted, as you said, we just wanted to give this an initial, you know, a chance for the people who come out who had, you know, concerns, because it was written in the newspaper. So, anybody else? Okay, I guess we're done then. Thank you very much for coming.